chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More snow on the way for parts of the Great Lakes that have already been socked. Parts of western New York and western Pennsylvania, as well as northern Ohio, still digging out from as much as 4 feet of snow. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says it's not just the northern part of the country dealing with the winter weather either.
Snow accumulating in Charlotte, North Carolina for the first time in more than 1,000 days. And today, parts of the state could see record low temperatures. Freeze alerts are posted as far as Alabama, Georgia, and even Florida. Ice and snow wreaking havoc on the roads.
President-elect Trump said to be talking to several people about the job of defense secretary after Pete Hegseth faces a tough confirmation battle following allegations of sexual assault, money mismanagement, and public drunkenness. Some GOP senators have told ABC News they are leaning against confirmation. Protests continuing in South Korea after the president declared martial law there, then was forced to rescind it. This is ABC News. The stowaway who flew Delta from New York to Paris last week is getting shipped back today. But how did the Russian national Svetlana Dali sneak on board? Here's ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez.
So you know when you're in that security line and you see crew members going through a separate special line to go before passengers? Well, that's the line that we're told this woman used. But somehow she wasn't stopped. And once on the plane and without a seat, going from bathroom to bathroom on the way to France. ABC News has learned that Dali is expected to be flown back to the U.S. this afternoon from Paris. Of course, that could always change, but we'll be watching very closely to see if she'll face any charges here in America.
Eli Lilly says a large study has been finding that its drug Zepbound may apparently lead to more weight loss than other drugs, including Wegovy, made by Novo Nordisk. The study included 751 people with obesity or overweight with a related medical condition. They are talking about how it helps. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume, brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. It's Christmas in the Village this Saturday in Butternut at the Butternut Village Hall from 9 until 4. There will be photo opportunity area to take your own photo, Christmas picture of Santa from 10 a.m. to noon. There will be cookies, there will be hot chocolate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the Butternut Community Park, you'll find a food stand sponsored by the Butternut Girls basketball team, and a bar is available also starting at 10 a.m. Many activities downtown and through the day. Christmas in the Village in Butternut this Saturday from 9 until 4 o'clock. Oh, Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report for the winter. With more on that, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Packers head to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, I feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This is where we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I had a couple of my buddies come up from Iowa to hunt grouse with me, and boy, did they have a tough time in those woods. I'll tell you what was causing them so much grief, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
My two pheasant hunting buddies came up from Iowa and we went grouse hunting. And boy, did those guys have a tough time in the woods. Why? Because they're used to those pheasants getting up, well, kind of slow compared to a grouse. And it's wide open skies. And all they have to do is lead the bird properly and squeeze the trigger, and they're going to drop that big old rooster pheasant. But in the woods, when you're hunting grouse, it's a totally different game. You have to be on those birds real fast. And that's not something those good old boy pheasant hunters from Iowa could do. These guys are used to taking their time. Not a good idea when you're hunting grouse. When you're hunting grouse, it's snap decisions and you're on that bird as fast as you can and you're getting that shot off with no hesitation. And the reason for that is because instead of a wide open sky like you have when you're pheasant hunting, you've got a lot of branches. There's a lot of timber, a lot of cover that you're dealing with. So you want to make sure that you don't hesitate for a moment. You stay on the bird and you squeeze the trigger as soon as you've got a clean shot. That's how you're going to get more grouse. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be very windy with light snow and blowing snow today and falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the teens, low to mid-teens by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Tonight, cold, windy, five above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
98Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick,
just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel it like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter to you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. A day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You got to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up you face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's a great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Another edition of Reality Radio. Here we go at 8:13. Some good local stuff. We'll talk a little Shawamigan sports with our ED, Darren Patterson. Kelly Meredith going to stop by. They got a special Butternut Christmas Village celebration going on this weekend. I think we're going to have Alina's Northern Pines giveaway a little bit later on with Big G's favorite places to eat. We're going to kick it off by talking outdoors. And we got Craig in here from Bader Sports Center, the star of the Deer Hunters Roundup show. Craig, how are we doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. You had a good time. You got to see, it's like pulling the curtain out from behind on The Wizard of Oz. You got to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, huh?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was less than impressive, wasn't it? Yeah. Exactly. Never quite what you imagine it's going to be. Busy week for you guys over Thanksgiving at Bader's, wasn't it?
Deer season was very, very good for us this year. So
yeah,
not so good for some of the hunters from what I'm hearing, but it was it was good for us.
There were some nice bucks taken. I think this is one of the better years for people calling into the roundup and reporting 8, 10, 12 point bucks. Usually a 10 point buck is like maybe once a year somebody will call one in. So there were some nice bucks taken, it seemed like.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of nice 8 and 10 pointers being taken. Unfortunately, not a lot of them, but
yeah,
8, 10 point deer, probably the deer of a lifetime up here.
Yeah, exactly. And for some people, the season continues with the bow season and the smoke stick, the muzzle loader. So people still are hunting, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, muzzle loading supplies are very, very hard to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah, powder, primers, very, very hard to get right now.
All right. Well, people might have to get creative then. Maybe rub a couple sticks together or whatever they need to
right?
Whatever they need to do. We've jumped right from deer hunting and ice fishing real quick here, right?
Very quick. We've been scrambling to get all our ice fishing stuff out. I was kind of hoping for a week where we could count it and get it out and make it look nice for the fisher persons, and
they're coming in for it already, huh?
Yeah, it's get it out, get it up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you need your ice fishing stuff, Bader Sports Center has what you need there to make it happen. And I think the lakes, Lake Duroy and Elk Lake, and those are starting to freeze over a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, there was, last couple days, there's been somebody out on Duroy. And from what I'm hearing, is about 2-3 inches of ice out there. So that's...
Careful.
Be very, very careful, and kind of like driving in a flooded road. If you find some iffy ice, turn around, don't drown. There ain't a fish swimming that's worth drowning for.
Yeah, so ice fishing wise, tell us, give us a little rundown of what you got available for folks in there at the store.
All right, well, Beaver Dam tip-ups, we've got those. A lot of ice jigs out this year. We've got battery-powered augers, warm weather clothing, gloves, boots, that kind of thing, and the hand warmer is both the kind that you rip open the cellophane and smack them around a little bit and stick them in your gloves during your boots. And we've also got the rechargeable hand warmer, so you can sit out there a little longer.
Okay. So what's typically the bait of choice for ice fishing? Are they using the lures, or do people use live bait, or what's the bait of choice usually?
Kind of depends on what you're after. The walleye guys will typically use either live bait or like a blade bait or a jigging wrap, that kind of thing. The guys that are after panfish are going to go with either small minnows or waxies on a jig.
Yeah, the live bait can be a challenge sometimes when it's really cold, I'm sure.
Right.
The lures are a little bit easier. They're just kind of there. You drop it in.
Well, right? we do have ice shelters down there.
Oh,
so if you don't
keep
want,
you warm.
Yeah, if you don't want to sit out on the ice on a 5-gallon bucket and freeze parts that shouldn't be freezing, we do have ice tents, and we do have Heat Hog and Little Buddy heaters to aid in that warmth.
So those are little portable heaters, basically. So you pop up that tent, you put the heater on. It's amazing how it can get pretty comfortable in there pretty quick,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I've been out ice fishing a couple times, and within about 15 or 20 minutes, I'm down to my bibs and a sweatshirt. And
that's nice.
Yeah, it's getting roasty in there.
Oh, and then there's the people who have the second houses, the apartments that they roll onto the ice to the lakes also. That's a whole other story, right?
Yeah, that's taking it to, that's kind of like glamping for fishing.
Yeah, people who have the one-bedroom apartments with a hole in the floor, basically,
right?
Is what they got out there. And those people know who I'm talking about. Some of those live back on the back flowages and stuff like that. But it is kind of a tradition. I always go back to the Grumpy Old Men movie, of course, with the village of houses in Wabasha, Minnesota. But that's not too far from the truth if you drive around some of these back lakes, right?
Right. Well, you get up by the flowage, I'm sure there's plenty of little Grumpy Old Men villages up there.
I love it. People can determine who's which character in their village if they want to. Now, we have a special 12 Days of Christmas coming up with Baiters, too, right?
Right. We're starting a week from today. Each day, we're going to have one item in the store or one group of items on sale. We've got the items ready to roll. We just got to figure out which day is which item, and check our Facebook page. We'll keep you updated on that.
Right.
But anywhere from 15 to 20% off that day on that particular item.
Okay.
And then December 6th, we've got the Phillips Chamber is putting on the Christmas parade. That's Friday.
This Friday already, yeah.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's coming up quick.
All right.
But we're going to have 15 to 20% off on like our wood bears, which a lot of people come in and look at. A lot of people purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Stormy Cromer is going to be 15% off again, our regular price Stormy Cromer. Beaver Dam tip-ups. We'll have on special. We do have some specialty Beaver Dam tip-ups that I know a lot of people collect.
Oh, really?
This year, we've got one for the breast cancer awareness. We've got one that has a fire tiger fish on it. What's the other one that we have? Wonder Bread, which is a very popular lure color. We've got a tip-up that looks like that. So come on down and check those out.
Yeah, I'm not a huge ice fisherman, but I did hear years ago about the ones about the remote ice fishing, you know, tip-ups, you know, the ones that, what are they, light up? I'm sure they probably even got them with apps on your phone, don't they, where they show you?
Yeah,
I would guess, probably.
Yeah, with the technology, it's taken it away from fishing to catching, but yeah, we have tip-up lights, you know, all the good stuff for fishermen. If you're out there at night, you can't see the flag go up, we got a light to put on there so you can see what's going on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. See, I could do it with the app. If I could just watch the app, oh, look at that. I guess I got to go down and get a fish. I could do that. So the 12 days, look for the 12 days of Christmas to start, what, next week then, probably?
Next Wednesday.
So be sure to, the Facebook page is where you guys kind of like to keep people updated on that, right?
Yep. All the items will be on there and what day they're on sale. So check that out daily. See if there's something on there that you can use for a stocking stuffer or a Christmas present. And speaking of that, we got all kinds of gift ideas down there for the outdoor man and woman in your life.
Yeah. So, again, the 12 Days of Christmas sale starts next Wednesday, the 11th. Check out Bader's Facebook page for details. And you can always go to the website, too, BadersSportsCenter.com.
Right.
Right. Okay. And gift certificates, if they can't figure out what to give, give a gift certificate to the Hunter's Mall there, right? At Bader
Correct.
Sports Center,
Correct.
Right?
Any amount you want. We don't have set amounts on them, so however you want to do it, we can accommodate you.
Yeah, and you guys, like you had said, told me off air, you guys usually get a little bit of a little breather between hunting and fishing, but there was just one deep inhale and exhale. That's it, right? We're right into it, right?
Right. It went from
Toby
very busy to extremely busy. So
yeah, so get on into Bader Sports Center. Whether it's something as simple as some warm socks, you like to go hunting in the woods and just enjoy the outdoors, or you're a hardcore hunter, all ends of the spectrum, you guys can help them out, right?
Right.
All right, very good. Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. And just a fantastic place to shop here and enjoy the outdoors. All right, Craig, always good to see you.
Good
Thank
seeing
you so
you.
Much, Craig. You betcha. From Bader's Sports Center, we've got some birthdays to get to in a little bit, and we'll talk a little Shawamigan sports, too.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your Do It Best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More snow on the way for parts of the Great Lakes that have already been socked. Parts of western New York and western Pennsylvania, as well as northern Ohio, still digging out from as much as 4 feet of snow. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says it's not just the northern part of the country dealing with the winter weather either.
Snow accumulating in Charlotte, North Carolina for the first time in more than 1,000 days. And today, parts of the state could see record low temperatures. Freeze alerts are posted as far as Alabama, Georgia, and even Florida. Ice and snow wreaking havoc on the roads.
President-elect Trump said to be talking to several people about the job of defense secretary after Pete Hegseth faces a tough confirmation battle following allegations of sexual assault, money mismanagement, and public drunkenness. Some GOP senators have told ABC News they are leaning against confirmation. Protests continuing in South Korea after the president declared martial law there, then was forced to rescind it. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Joel Karnick, filling in for Austin Brume. Lots going on at the Copper Falls State Park, including this Sunday, where they're having a craft event for the birds. This Sunday, from 1:30 until 3:30, you can make your very own cone treats for the birds. Supplies will be provided. More information at the Copper Falls State Park website. Just Google Copper Falls State Park for more information on all the winter events going on with the Copper Falls State Park. Well, holidays and Christmas can be a very emotional time, especially for young children. Melissa Kay has more.
Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health, or OCMH, has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
Packers head to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers on their way to Detroit to play the Lions tomorrow night at Ford Field. The Lions now have 18 players on injured reserve, 13 of them defensive players. I asked running back Josh Jacobs, the only teams they've lost to are the Lions, Eagles, and Vikings, all playoff teams. At 9-3, do the Packers feel like a postseason contender?
I would say we're heading that way. To me personally, I feel like a lot of these games, even the games that was close for us, it's a lot of things that we kind of did. Whenever we lock in, as a team, feel like it's us versus us.
College basketball, the Badgers no longer undefeated. They lost in Madison last night, 67-64 to Michigan. The Badgers now 8-1. They face Marquette on Saturday. The Bucks with another win, 127-107 over the Pistons. Giannis Antetokounmpo, proud of how Damian Lillard is becoming a vocal leader on the team.
Damian did a great job just having us in that mindset that we got to put the game away. This way we become the team that we try to become.
The Bucks host the Hawks tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, we did have some girls basketball and boys hoops last night. On the girls' side, Phillips at home gets a 66-24 win over Grantsburg. The Cumberland girls topped Ashland last night 34-29. Had the Winter girls beating South Shore 43-31. It was Prentice topping Bruce 59-39. The Rib Lake girls, they're a very strong team this year. They beat Abbotsford last night by a score of 74-18. The Lakeland girls get a win over Mosinee last night. By the count of 45-42, the Rhinelander girls beating Medford 63-58. And the Tomahawk girls, they get a win last night over Tigerton 58-34. On the boys' side, Cooper Mikulski tosses in 26. It was Antonio Petzl with 13 and Marcus Purdy with 9. And Shawamigan at home holds off Washburn and beats them 53-30. So the Shawamigan boys even their season record at 1-1 now. The Rib Lake, Phillips boys, rather, traveled up to Bayfield. Phillips wins at Bayfield 79-69. South Shore boys, Edge Winter, shootout 75-72. The Prentice boys, winners last night, as the Prentice boys get a win over Bruce, 55-25. We had the Medford boys last night topping Chippewa Falls, 63-57. And the Tigerton boys beat Tomahawk last night, 68-29. We are going to talk more sports right now. We've got our Shawamigan Athletic Director, High School Athletic Director Darren Patterson on the line with us. Oh, maybe not. We'll hold. We'll get to him in just a second here. We will get to the birthdays. If you have a birthday or anniversary, you can give us a call at 715-762-3221, 715-762-3221, and we'll get to your birthdays and anniversaries, give you a chance to win a cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One.
Jelly Roll is celebrating a birthday today. You would probably assume that is not his real name. The country star Jelly Roll, his real name is Jason DeFord. Jason DeFord, country rock, hip-hop artist, won 3 CMT awards for his song Son of a Sinner back in 2023. After scoring rock radio hits in 2021 and 22 with Dead Man Walking and Need a Favor, kind of leans toward the woe is me attitude of singing. You know, every artist kind of has their genre. Some are party songs and some talk about love. And Jelly Roll is kind of about people dealing with their own mind and their and the troubles sometimes that go on inside there. So Jelly Roll is celebrating a 40th birthday today. The actress Tyra Banks is celebrating a birthday today. She is an actress, model, TV host, had her own TV show there for a while called The Tyra Banks Show. And she is celebrating a 51st birthday today. Jay-Z, the rapper, real name is Sean Carter. The rapper, fashion mogul, businessman, record label executive, is married to Beyonce. And Jay-Z is celebrating a 55th birthday today. Fred Armisen, the Emmy-nominated actor, comedian, and writer from TV's Portland, Saturday Night Live also, is a musician too. Fred Armisen is celebrating a 58th birthday today. Marissa Tomei. Anytime I hear the actress Marissa Tomei name, I always think of George Costanza from Seinfeld and the episode where he, he did almost date Marissa Tomei. The New Yorker won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar in 1993 for My Cousin Vinny and went on to do many others too. Marissa Tomei is celebrating a 60th birthday today. Brian Prout, the Diamond Rio Group drummer, celebrating a 69th birthday today. Gary Rossington, the Leonard Skinner, ex-Rossington Collins Band guitarist, born on this day, 1951. And Gary Rossing passed away back in March of last year in 2023. Jeff Bridges, the son of Lloyd Bridges and the brother of Bo Bridges, the actor, is 75 today. Chris Hillman, the Solo X Desert Rose Band singer and guitarist, is celebrating an 82nd birthday today. Max Baer Jr., the actor, he played Jethro Bodine on the Beverly Hillbillies. The original Jethro Bodine is still going, and he is celebrating an 87th birthday today. Francisco Franco, the Spanish dictator, Francisco Franco, born on this day in 1892 and passed back in 1975.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Well, we have several events coming up around the area this weekend and opportunities for you to get out and about and take in events. One of those events coming up is the Big Christmas Bazaar at the Phillips United Methodist Church. And that is this Saturday from 11 to 2, right on Center Avenue. They've got lunch with, you can choose some vegetable beef soup or chicken noodle soup. Chili also available and assorted pies. They've got cookies, $10 a pound. Pick what you want. Knock yourself out with that. Many other bakery items, including candies and peanut brittle, too. And you can buy your holiday baked goods to freeze for later. Why freeze them? Just eat them. So create, because if you save the cookies, then people will come over and they'll eat them. So why not just eat them? Creative homemade crafts. Perfect for gift giving, also available. And they have many door prizes, too. And that's a Christmas bazaar at the Phillips United Methodist Church. And that is Saturday from 11 to 2 at 115 Center Avenue, located in Prentice. Let's talk high school sports. We've got our Shawamigan Athletic Director, Darren Patterson, on the line with us. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Joel. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing good, Darren. Thanks for taking time to join us. Appreciate it very much. Home basketball game last night. The boys with their home opener last night, and it was a good one, wasn't it?
It sure was. And, you know, any time that you can have both your levels walk out of the gym with wins, it's kind of a satisfying feeling. So the JV's got it rolling with a very nice, comfortable win versus Washburn. I forget what the score was, but I want to say it was something like 48-20 or something like that. So nice win for our JV boys, who are now 2-0 on the year, I might add. Okay. And then our varsity boys capped it off with a pretty nice, thrilling 53-50 win. It was just a very evenly matched game. And, Joel, I don't think at any point in the game a lead for either side ever got bigger than 6 points.
Wow.
So it's kind of just a back-and-forth game where, you know, if one team would make a couple baskets, the other team would make a couple baskets back to answer that. So, you know, like the game was kind of just tight the whole way. And I guess you could say in the last 2 to 3 minutes, we made a few more plays, and that was really the difference in the game.
All right. Nice non-conference win. Who do they got coming up next year, Darren?
Yeah, we'll have our hands full. We got Marathon coming here on Friday.
Okay.
And that'll be a girls' and boys' varsity-only game. So the girls will play the Marathon varsity starting at 5:30 on Friday, and then we'll cap it off with the boys playing Marathon. And that'll be a big-time test for our boys because, as you know, Marathon was at state last year. So
yeah.
We know we'll have to bring our A game. And, you know, and obviously every year you have a different team, but one thing we know about Marathon is they have athletes. So we'll have to lace up our shoes and be ready for them.
Two games for the price of one Friday night. So girls first on that Friday night at 5:45?
Yeah, we'll go 5:30 with the girls.
5:30, okay.
Typically, you know, like with the JVs, before a varsity game, the JVs would start at 5:45. But that's in consideration that a JV game is 16-minute halves and varsity is 18. So we'll bump it up 15 minutes to 5:30.
All right, so girls first and then boys to follow Friday night at the Park Falls campus. Speaking of the girls, I talked a little bit with Coach Ernst last night when I was down there at the gym, and she sounded encouraged that her young girls are having some really good stretches, that they played a Rib Lake team tough for a good portion of the game. So she was feeling pretty confident her young girls are having some good stretches.
Yeah, that's kind of how their season has gone now. They've played 4 games. We're 1-3 on the young season so far. But even in our 3 losses that we've had, we're kind of a team that plays like feast or famine. And what I mean by that is we will get on a really good roll where, and we're playing some tough opponents too, but we'll get in a stretch for like 7 or 8 minutes, and we're winning those 7 or 8 minutes. And then we get into a bad stretch too that kind of, you know, puts it in the other team's favor pretty significantly. So I think for our girls, we got to learn to play a little bit more consistently. You know, you can't just play good basketball for 30, 40 minutes or 30, 40% of the game. You got to put a complete game together. And I think if we can kind of tie up some loose ends there, you're going to see some more competitive basketball from us, no doubt. And it is still a young team. We only have one senior on the team, and we're relying on a lot of sophomores and then some of our key players that come off the bench. The first couple girls off the bench are freshmen. So there's some learning going on there, but if we can learn to be a little bit more consistent, the outcomes and those scores are going to look a little bit tighter than maybe they have been, at least for our first few games.
All right, girls versus Marathon, that'll be Friday night. That's the early game at 5:30 at home. The hockey team, third game of the season last night, Rhinelander opponent. Is that correct?
Yep, and sounds like we played fairly well. According to Coach Beeble, the first period was a little tough for us last night, which usually that's one of our stronger periods in the game. Rhinelander got on us. I believe the score was 3-1 after the first period. The final ended up being 6-2, so Rhinelander only got us by 4 goals. But a lot of youth in the hockey team too, Joe. A lot of freshmen are getting out there on the ice, and we've talked about this before. But we do have more numbers out for hockey this year, which is great. They can get more bodies on the ice to help with recovery and, you know, kind of sustaining playing a true three-period game a little bit more. But a lot of youth there, so there's going to be some lessons to be learned there for some of the younger kids and trying to match the speed and physicality of some of our opponents. But our hockey kids always play tough hockey, and Rhinelander got us 6-2 last night. And then on Saturday, we went to Shawano, and Shawano beat us 8-2. So hockey's got three games in, but they're going to keep plugging away. And they have a home event coming this Friday where they're going to play Iron River, which is a U18 team. Won't necessarily count in our standings, but it'll be a good opportunity to play against a team that should have similar talent to ours.
All right, very good. And the wrestling team getting things going here too, right? They've been practicing and ready to hit the mats?
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for them, to be honest with you, Joel. They're just stuck in their little cave there in the wrestling room, and unfortunately for them, they just haven't had any matches yet. Everyone else is obviously they've been in their contests, but just relax. We are going to get some matches going here, and we'll get things kicked off on Tuesday of next week, where we'll welcome Marathon, Edgar, and Phillips to our high school, and we will compete against Marathon and Edgar. Phillips will compete against Marathon and Edgar, so kind of a double duel. And even though Phillips will be here, we won't wrestle them. We'll hook up with Phillips later on in the year in January.
Okay.
But an opportunity to see our wrestlers on Tuesday get their season going.
Yeah, there's some good athletes in there we'll be hearing more about. Some athletes from the football team that are wrestling. So there could be some good individual things going on with that team this year.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, they're working hard in there too. And that's why I kind of feel bad that the wrestlers haven't had a meet up to this point. Just, you know, you work so hard and, you know, you want to see kind of, you know, where you're at, measure yourself against some of your other competitors or schools that you're going to be wrestling against. So I'm sure they're chomping at the bit, but we'll get them going next week.
Yeah, very good. All right, Darren, thanks for taking time to join us with the update. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Joel.
You betcha. That's Darren Patterson. He's the athletic director for the Shawamigan High School. Seasons are going. They're going hot and heavy. You can always go to the Shawamigan school site, and it has the list of all the events of where they're playing. Just go to CSDK12, that's Shawamigan School District, CSDK12.net, and then go to athletics, and you'll see the schedule, and it lists all the sports where they're playing, and you can maybe catch some of those home games. Friday night, that's going to be a tough night with Marathon coming in. Marathon's always tough. Great athletic school, so that'll be a tough one, but a chance for you to cheer on the Screaming Eagles and see a Marathon team that you probably watched play on TV last year at the State Boys Basketball Tournament. I want to thank a nice email I got from Colin out there. He's ice fishing, and we're talking baiters and ice fishing, and thanks for the email there, Colin. I appreciate it. And I also want to mention, I think we dropped this in once a few days back, but we may have missed it. Matea Eckert was named first team All-State in Division IV volleyball, and Callie Haken Apprentice also first team Division V All-State. A couple of great honors to make All-State team from small town northern Wisconsin. You have to really stand out and something special. So congratulations to both of those girls on those individual honors for volleyball from this past season. It's an exciting time for girls volleyball because it's tournament time now. The Wisconsin volleyball team, a perennial power, and I saw a story the other day of those tournaments are starting to get cranked up here. So there's going to be some real good volleyball for you to see on the television here over the next couple weeks as tournament time gets going for Division I girls volleyball.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
All right, more events going on. Over the Christmas break, we were talking a little hockey there. Team Seal Hockey is having an alumni game over the Christmas break. This has always been very popular with players coming back and having a good time and kind of refreshing and renewing friendships, teammates. Saturday, December 28th is the date for the alumni hockey game for Team Seal. So the puck will drop at 6 o'clock at the Park Falls Rec Arena. You can join them for a night of entertainment. There will be some chuck-a-puck stuff going on and more. And it's put on by the U.S. Air Force and SEAL Hockey helping to put on that event Saturday, December 28th. So if you are alumni and you're interested in playing, I'm sure you're probably friends with some of your teammates on Facebook or whatever, TikTok. And so get a hold of them about being a part of that. The Lord's Cupboard, I want to talk a little bit about the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, because last month the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry distributed over 5 tons of food, over 10,000 pounds of food in the month of November was distributed to those who were a bit food challenged during the month. And the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is available for all. Income guidelines. In fact, the updated income guidelines will be posted on the Facebook page in just a little bit here this morning. We were updating that yesterday, and I don't think I ever finished it. But they are, that's the only thing you need to know is just the income guidelines, which are very flexible. So if the food pantry is something that maybe would help you get through a few things right now, they're there every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can just drive up to the First Congregational United Church of Christ right across from the post office in downtown Park Falls. You drive up, and if you've never been there before, it takes about 2 minutes to get some basic information, and it's absolutely free. It's absolutely free for folks in the Price County and surrounding area. And they'll load you up with, depending on the week, 40, 50-plus pounds of food, including some frozen refrigerated. And that's all at the First Congregational United Church of Christ. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry does have a website, thelordscupboard.org. If you want to support the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, you can do it in a couple of ways. You can go to Forward Bank and just the drive-through or inside and say, I'd like to make a deposit into the Lord's Cupboard account. And whatever it is, they'll put it in there, and there it is. It shows up. You can also give through the Lord's Cupboard website. Thelordscupboard.org is the website. Either one of those. And contact information, if you'd like to volunteer or help out with the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, is available also on that website, thelordscupboard.org. You can check them out on Facebook, too. Message through there. Always like to make it easy to communicate. But the Lord's Cupboard has been serving our area and helping people for... I always ask some of our board members, how many years has the Lord's Cupboard? And it's kind of, it changed location a few times, but it's 30 plus years strong, and maybe even more than that, that the Lord's Cupboard has been going, and just a great organization to help out those in need. The Lord's Cupboard teams up with several state and federal programs, and they're able to bring in food to our local people here, and it does a great service. Again, in the month of November, over 5 tons of food, over 10,000 pounds, distributed through the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry right here in Park Falls. Well, everybody's talking about, of course, everybody looking forward to, of course, is the Greg Gunderson Show this afternoon. Oh, that and Packer football, yeah. The Greg Gunderson, and then Packer football, too, tomorrow night. We got the Packers for you right here. This is an Amazon Prime game. So this is a paper. This is a pay-per-view. You got to have Amazon Prime in order to watch this game. I think they show it in the local Green Bay market on TV. Other than that, you got to have an Amazon Prime subscription. You got one of those smart TVs that allows you to get in there. So if you can't do that, if you're not able to do that, then call a son, call a daughter, call a friend, call a bar, and see who has it on. If you really want to watch it, listening to it is always a great option, too. We'll have it for you free right here. 5:03, the pregame tomorrow, and 7:20 will be the kick for Packer football tomorrow night.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be very windy with light snow and blowing snow today and falling temperatures. We are going to drop into the teens, low to mid-teens by late this afternoon with a wind chill below zero by later today. Tonight, cold, windy, 5 above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
More of Reality Radio on 98Q Country. Sometimes reality is you just kind of jump right into stuff. And we got Kelly Meredith in here to talk a little bit about special holiday celebration in Butternut this weekend. Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks
How
for
are
coming
you?
In.
Good it's a beautiful see- morning. Like,
yes.
Like fluffy snow and lovely
yes.
and how not was, too hard to shovel.
Yeah. How so. Was the Thanksgiving and all that good stuff?
It was good. It was good. How about yours?
Well, we made it through.
Okay, yeah.
Eat a lot of food.
Yeah,
and
there.
We always, our family likes to make a lot of food because leftovers are always a great thing.
Oh, gosh, yes, yes.
And my
yes,
wife's
yes,
like, yes. I can have supper for like four nights in
right,
a row and
exactly.
I don't have to cook anything
exactly,
else.
Exactly, exactly.
Let's make it
yes.
all. Let's just
yeah,
double everything.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Well, we have a Christmas in the Village coming
we
up
do.
This weekend.
We do, yes.
Tell
yes.
us what's happening in Butternut.
Oh, it is a rocking kind of day.
A rocking kind of day.
Yay.
I like that.
This Saturday, starting December 7th. And this year, we're starting Christmas Village in the Village early. It's starting at 9 a.m. A lot of people had said it's hard to get to all the vendors in the time period, so we're expanding. So we got expanded hours for Christmas
Village. Well, I saw it yeah. starts at 9, but I did see the bar opens at 10, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I mean, so like, hey, I mean,
go.
You still got an hour to kill there. For people who aren't familiar with Christmas in the Village, it's a super popular event. In fact, it's so popular, it's being copied by other communities. So go Butternut for like
Yay.
Setting the stage. It's in a large way, it is a community-wide shopping event. And this year, we have a total, I'm opening up my little flyer, we have a total of 15 different locations throughout Butternut. Now, a lot of these are downtown, but we also have people selling at the community park, which is up on the hill. We've got people selling at the high school commons, the American Legion, and also even the Butternut Business Center, which would, for those of you who lived in Butternut, it's the old veneer plant. So,
okay.
Lots of people. So
yeah.
Lots of things. Here's how it goes. You start at the Village Hall first, and you'll pick up a map and a punch card. And that has the listings of all the different vendors. I'm not really going to go through all of them here because it'll go over everybody's head. You pick that up, and basically the deal is you try to go to, well, you don't just try, you succeed. You go to every...
You shall
you,
succeed.
You shall succeed at this.
Yes.
You go to every single person on this punch card. Now, there's no purchase necessary. And then each person who's in charge of that space will initial or stamp your card. When your card is completed, you just go back to the Village Hall, and there's a form to fill out with your name, address, contact information. And it goes into a for a drawing of
nice.
Fabulous prize. Donated right. by local area businesses. So yeah, so great, awesome thing.
So they can pick up that at the Village Hall
yes.
anytime this
Actually,
week?
It's ready now. So
okay.
if people wanted, if they want to preempt,
yeah.
Go ahead and then you could see who's actually selling. Like I said, I could list them all off on the air right now, but I think it'll just kind of go over people's heads.
Yeah,
so,
but a lot of great. There's always a great variety of different things at different places, right?
Yeah. Lots of neat, really wonderful homemade things. You know. For people who want to make their Christmas shopping unique and special, and you want to get something special, a special, unique gift, this is it. This is the moment to do this.
Yeah.
And how nice to give a gift that's made in your own community. And
yeah,
so,
get yeah. that list early so you can kind
yeah.
of map out and
yes.
plan out
yes.
how you want to
yes.
go and how
yes.
you want to make it all happen.
Right.
Okay.
I also want to put a plug in, you know, like I said, it goes 9 to 4, and then the drawing will actually be at 4:15. And you do not need to be present because that's why you have this form that you fill out, and Cindy will contact you. However, don't forget that up at the park, starting at 4, there are festivities there too.
Okay.
There'll be music by Twisted Whisker, and that's running from 4 to 7. And there's also a meat raffle. The Butternut Legion is doing a meat raffle starting at 4. And this is to raise money for the flooring at the Legion. And there are some basket raffles. And prior to that, during the day, again, up at the park, there's a food stand sponsored by the Butternut Girls Basketball. So, you know, go ahead and get up there and get some food for yourself, you know, and check
always,
that out.
Always good food in the cafeteria
oh, gosh,
up
yes,
there. Yeah.
Yes. And we do have like a photo op area so you can take your own picture with your basically your cell phone. Take pictures of your kids with Santa. We have I'm not sure if we have a real Santa, but in past years we've actually had a real live human Santa.
Yeah.
Or do we have just like, it looks like there's a statue. But anyway.
But people can just use their
yeah,
own phone
right,
or whatever
exactly.
and
go
do pictures.
Take pictures. And
yeah.
the Village Hall is beautifully decorated. I give Cindy so much credit. She does just a beautiful job of decorating. So it's lovely. It's festive.
Yeah.
And there's cookies and hot cocoa at the Village Hall. And so, yeah. And of course, there's my place. I'll just put a little plug in for Fanatical Fish.
Yeah, stop on in there.
I'll have 7 vendors at my place, but I'm just one of many. And I also need to put a plug in for the Historical Society. Starting at 1 o'clock, we will have a sing-along. So if you want to stop in, and George Faltinowski will lead us in different Christmas carols. So that's just fun, and we'll have cookies and stuff there, too. So there's just so much to do on this Saturday.
I think George is still impressed that I answered his trivia question.
Oh, I know. He was. He talked about it afterwards. It's like he got that.
Well,
it was way over my head.
From hosting request shows for many years, the information is still stuck in my head.
Right, exactly.
I can't remember to get bread when I go home or milk, but I can remember that song.
I think we're all like that. Like I can't remember what my keys are, but I can tell my husband can tell you what the 1963 lineup for the Red Sox was.
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, dude.
Exactly. So George Faltinowski at the Butternut Historic Museum
at
1 o'clock.
So there's just so many things going on. And like I said, we have expanded the hours from 9 to 4. A lot of people like to walk to all these locations, so obviously walking will take you some time. Otherwise, you could certainly drive.
Temperatures are going to be pretty nice, probably 30 or so, it looks like.
Yes, I've been checking because that obviously plays a part. Sometimes people just don't feel like going out when it's really super, super cold or super windy or super snowy. And it's not going to be that at all. It's going to be lovely.
No, so, a little walk. It gives you an excuse for having a little, snack or something at the places that have something, samples, and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just really fun. And it's turned into just a really nice community event. People get out and see each other and, it's a great way to kick off the Christmas season. So it's just fun. And like I said, there's no purchase necessary. I mean, it would be nice if you purchased, but to participate in the drawing part, just go to each place and check it out and get initialed.
And is there a site online they can go to kind of see the information that you have in front of me here?
I would say go to the BABA website.
Okay.
Or actually just go to the Village of Butternut site. There's like more details. Or just call the Village Hall. Cindy can fill you in on more details.
Google Village of Butternut or BABA, B-A-B-A, Butternut.
Right, exactly.
There's a website that comes up there.
Yeah, so all
right.
Plenty of stuff.
Well, what do they say? Duplication is the ultimate.
I think it's imitation is the most sincere form of flattery.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, there. I can't do the Bellamy Brothers, but I can't come up with that song, but I can do that.
So it's cool to see it continue there in Butternut.
It's very popular. And like I said, 15 different locations all over, and then there's the park and
great
the
way
school
to get into the holiday spirit.
Exactly. So
this
lots and
Saturday.
Lots and lots of people. So
all
lots
right.
of people.
So, fantastic.
So go check out, Joe, get a head start. Go stop in the Village Hall and check it out. So.
And a chance for you to get to see the Butternut Museum there, the Historical Society of the Museum.
Yes, yes. We have now a handicap accessible bathroom downstairs.
All right.
Yay. So
will Maxine be down there to answer stories on Saturday?
Yes, she will. Okay. And I should have invited her to come with me, but I totally spaced it out this time. So she could have joined me.
But she's worth the price of admission
She is. She's just super fun. You want to know anything about Butternut history, just come on down.
Very good. All right, Kelly.
All right.
Good
thanks.
To see you.
Good to see you, Joel.
Yep.
All right. Everybody have a good Christmas.
You too. Thank you much. We got some news coming up and more Reality Radio just ahead.
98Q Country.
Them jeans are faded in all the right places. Got me hanging on tight to your curves like little erases. Girl, your funky little backbeats got me feeling like I'm tipsy and I ain't even had a drink. I wanna kiss you in the parking lot under the moonlight. Kiss you running red lights. Baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor. Kiss you like a let's go. Come on, baby, let me. Touch your toes, girl, you know you're just showing off. That little tattoo on your tan line, oh my. Pretty little butterfly, what else have you got to hide? I wanna kiss you in the parking lot, under the moonlight. Kiss you running red lights, baby.
under the moonlight. Kiss you running red lights. Baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me cry.